Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We'll cover real quick, like before we go, the top three from the VFN TV Torch. By the way, you can see VFN TV at VFNTV.com, and you can subscribe for free today. But the top three stories on the VFN Torch, the top three stories is the first one that our viewers, you guys, listeners and viewers, are reading or viewing is Innocent Blood, you know, talking about, you know, the children that are being killed through abortion, and the enemy's trying to stop our deliverance. He's trying to snuff out
our deliverer,
trying to snuff out people, snuff out the human race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this story is evolving, and realize that it's not changing, but we're just sharing more and more of it.
Right.
But you're going to be able to come back and get more and more on this. But with that, you know, you have the shedding of innocent blood, how God began to deal with Israel, that, you know, I'm not going to turn my wrath away because of the shedding of the innocent blood. Think about it. If they would not have shedded the innocent blood, that means God would have forgave them and moved on. Sometimes God just says, listen, I'm going to reboot, I'm going to forgive, and we're going to move on, even though you didn't even ask for it.
Right.
But when you're dealing with innocent blood, it's a different story.
Sure.
You know, and the scripture tells us, you know, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. You know, ensure justice for those who are crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and the helpless, and see that they get justice. Listen, it's a government by the people and for the people, which means you are the king in America. If you're a citizen, that's the reason why they spend millions of dollars coming to you, trying to get you to hire them up to run your country or to run your state or something. So you need to ask them how they stand on these issues, because God may not turn away his anger against America if we don't stop as kings allowing this to take place in our nation that we're over. And he goes on to say, he says, this is God speaking. I have never commanded such a horrible deed. It never even crossed my mind to command such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What an incredible evil. Detestable practices of pagan nations arousing my anger, God says. What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. First, I want to say, you know, if in fact you have gone through an abortion and you have, you know, ended the life of your child, God will forgive you.
Yeah.
You know, God will forgive you. But the innocent blood part of it, that God, we don't know how he's going to respond to our country. Now, if we begin to say we're going to choose leaders who lead our country and lead our state based on the fact that you will stop the shedding of innocent blood, that you will stop the sacrifice to Moloch. And that's what that is. There is 3,700 a day in America. 1.4 million, 1.2 or something like million a year in America. Basically three an hour.
Wow.
Every hour per state. So every hour, 150 abortions or sacrifices take place to Moloch. In which, you understand, is we are the leaders in this country. We're the leaders in this country, so God's going to hold us accountable. It's not the president asked you, will you let me lead your country? And,
right. And
you know, 51% or whatever said yes. We need to get involved in the processes of that. We're not going to be able to cover all the top three, but let me get this back. The top three stories, another one is the VFN TV app, the 2.0 app about me and Brother Ken, my spiritual father, and the other is buying those $400 jeans and Reverend Billy Graham. God bless. Enjoyed having and being with you in the extra hour today.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.